Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The House appears to be on the brink of approving foreign aid for Ukraine and Israel. After months of delays, House Speaker Mike Johnson has set up a series of three votes today on separate aid packages, as despite threats from a few hardliners in his caucus to remove him, Johnson relied on Democrats to advance the bills. The Senate has renewed the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which had been set to expire last night. The controversial law grants the government broad powers to conduct certain warrantless surveillance of Americans as part of anti-terrorism efforts. It now goes to President Biden, who says he will sign it. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
It's estimated that 60% of the president's daily briefing comes from intelligence obtained under the controversial 702 provision in this long-standing surveillance law. A coalition of liberal and conservative lawmakers and civil liberties groups tried and failed to reform Section 702 to make it harder for the government to obtain cell phone and internet data on American citizens without a warrant. The Biden administration opposed any such changes, as did top leaders in both parties in Congress, arguing that the authority is critical to national security. They did concede to an extension of 2 years, down from five. When he was president, presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump reauthorized FISA. Now he opposes it. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
To Tennessee now, where law enforcement officials are now required to report to federal immigration authorities when they come across an unauthorized migrant. From member station WPLN, Blaze Ganey says the new law has sparked worries about the impact it could have on families.
Tennessee is now requiring police to contact U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement when they come across a person not lawfully allowed in the country. Joanna Maldonado, a child of immigrants who was raised in Nashville, says the bill could lead to families being separated.
God forbid, should anyone be deported, those kids, where are they going to stay? Those kids will be either sent to the state or they will have to literally pack up their bags and go back to their parents' home country, a place they don't even know.
Texas and Oklahoma are attempting to implement bills that would allow police to arrest people who they believe cross the border without legal immigration status. For NPR News, I'm Blaze Ganey in Nashville.
Overseas, a court in Sicily has ruled the crew members of a rescue boat operated by a not-for-profit organization are not guilty of supporting illegal migration. Bill Marks reports the Italian government had charged them over their rescue work.
The Juventa rescue ship had helped save thousands of people in the Mediterranean during dangerous boat crossings from countries like Libya and Tunisia. Accusations against its crew were first leveled in 2017, but prosecutors unexpectedly dropped the charges in February. Campaigner said the case was an effort by right-wing government ministers to criminalize support for migrants.
This is NPR News from Washington. The U.S. military says it did not conduct airstrikes overnight in Iraq, the military issuing a statement after an explosion occurred at a base in Iraq used by militias allied to Iran. There's also been no comment from the Israeli military. Iraqi authorities say they are investigating the blast, which killed one person and injured eight others. The explosion came less than 24 hours after a presumed Israeli attack near the Iranian city of Isfahan. Tehran is playing down the attack. It appeared to target an Iranian Air Force base. No major damage has been reported. Bitcoin has just experienced a big event called halving. Some investors believe it could lead to a big rally in the digital currency over the next year. NPR's Rafael Nam explains what this is and why it matters.
Just about every 4 years, Bitcoin experiences something called the halving. Put very simply, it means the supply of new Bitcoin gets cut in half, hence the name. What truly happens is more complicated than that, but the main thing to know is that some investors believe it will lead to a big rally in Bitcoin. That's because this is happening at a time when demand for Bitcoin is getting bigger. It's not just regular people, it's also Wall Street firms now buying Bitcoin. Less supply and increased demand often leads to higher prices. It's basic economics. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
The Biden administration moving to restrict drilling and mining in Alaska, finalizing protections within Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.